Environment Minister Martin Bursik won two big battles this weekend at a Green Party national convention. He went a long way towards persuading his colleagues to support the stationing of a US radar system on Czech territory. He was also re-elected chairman and his most loyal colleagues his deputies. But while Mr. Bursik celebrates, his party faces a barrage of criticism. Dieter Asiedu has more.
Poslední dobou začínáme být čím dál méně zelení a čím dál více modří.
Are the Greens green enough? A question raised this weekend by party member Matěj Stropnický, who voiced fears that the party had derailed in an effort to stay in government. Instead of green, he says, it is now taking up the colour of the governing coalition Civic Democrats, blue. And Mr. Stropnický is not alone with this opinion. Political commentator Lukáš Valeš.
The Green Party in the Czech Republic is very, very different from the Green parties in the West Europe. And it's not in the middle of political spectrum or on the left, but on right. Because it's not the first Martin Bursík's party. Martin Bursík was a member of Christlich Democratic Party. And I'm afraid that it's really, first of all, about his or political position. I am not sure that the program of Green Party are really based, first of all, on the environment.
Of the 35 speakers who took part in a debate over the radar station this weekend, most of them opposed it. Some even called the United States a global parasite that should not be allowed to influence the lives of Czech residents. But in the end, Martin Bursík won with a compromise proposal to support the US scheme on the condition that it gets the green light from NATO. In Brussels, the European Greens, who clearly oppose the US radar scheme, have been careful not to criticize their Czech colleagues. European Green spokeswoman Ulrika Lunacek attended the convention in Prague.
As the European Green Party, yes, it's true that we're afraid that such a system would rather be a threat to European security and stability than an asset. But we have to accept also the decision a party is taking. And my understanding is it's not the final decision yet. Of course, it's true that the countries that were under the Warsaw Pact have a different history than the Western countries have. And also Green parties have a different history. And the Czech party is a rather new party, but it's the strongest Green party we have in the new member countries. And it is, of course, a very Green party. If you look at their record on environmental issues, but also on issues like gender balance, they have a gender balance in their parliamentary seats and in their government positions, which no other party, I think, has.
Czech Green Party leader Martin Bursík himself rejects criticism that he's not following traditional party lines. The government's policy program concentrates on more environmental issues than ever before. And it's only natural for a party to compromise if it's in government with two other parties, he says.